You're listening to the weekly podcast of The Dave and Danger Show, brought to you by www.itsstillroll2me.com and www.davewillswrestling.com. And now, here are your hosts, Dave Wills and the living icon, Mark Danger.
And we're here with Dave Wills and the living icon, Mark Danger. I wish I had a webcam right now. I despise webcams for so many different reasons.
Old people showing private parts.
That's one of the reasons why I despise webcams, of course. But Danger is currently wearing a mask, okay?
Just got back from Japan.
You just don't quit. Danger's wearing a mask here that looks like, I don't know what it looks like. Who is that mask supposed to be of?
I don't know.
We'll put it on there. Somebody who watches Japanese wrestling is going to go ahead and send us something on there. But Danger's wearing a mask during this podcast, so I got to endure this. So we're back finally. Welcome back. Thanks to y'all who have long-suffering people, and the key word is long-suffering. Oh my God, the living icon's unmasked!
Woo!
The living icon, Mark Danger.
Happy Hanukkah. Who do you think I really was? Michael Richards?
No, I didn't. Don't even bring up Michael Richards. We're going to wish everybody, whatever you celebrate, we're glad you celebrate it. Happy Christmas, Hansa, Quantica, or whatever we call
and
it.
Happy Danger.
Happy Danger, exactly. Christmas, Hansa, Quantica, something like that.
A chop to me to you.
Okay. All right, we're going to discuss something. Not anybody in particular except Danger. We're going to discuss the new mark first. We'll get into current events lately. We're going to discuss that today. We're going to discuss some other things today, and we're going to discuss the ECW December to Dismember pay-per-view.
I thought that was a house show.
And indicting one of the most heinous rule breakers ever in the history of America. So we'll discuss that. First of all, we're going to discuss disgusting
any
things.
Any shout-outs? Saying hey to somebody?
Yeah, we're going to shout out to everybody. We're going to shout out to F4W Online, who I was appearing on there the other week, and always appreciate Mr. Brian Alvarez having me on there. I always want to shout out to Bruce Mitchell and James Caldwell of PWTorch.com, as always. And we're going to shout out to Carl Stern, Rick Gillespie, Drayton King, CanvasChronicle.com. They shill us, and we shill them. Art Shimko, hey man, appreciate you. Shout out to Joe, Kenny, Joseph, and Stoney, all people we met down there at the ECW December to Dismember pay-per-view in Augusta, Georgia last week.
House show.
Whatever. And we're going to shout out to anybody who's listening. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
The punks who kicked the redneck's ass, who walked by David and said, "Dude, you're that still real me guy, aren't you?"
Yes, unfortunately, the YouTube phenomenon is alive and well in America, or alive and unwell. The unbelievable, but a few people did recognize me at the December to Dismember pay-per-view, and it was somewhat disturbing, to say the least. So, but hey, I appreciate it. Anywho, I got to sign about, I didn't sign many autographs, but I got to have about 12 pictures taken, and I had a It's Still Real to Me chance. So, hey, you guys, I appreciate if you're listening. Thanks a lot. Anywho, back to wrestling. December to Dismember, everyone hated. I went live. I had a good time. I don't worry too much about the wrestling. I got to meet some people I hadn't met before and see some of the guys who I hadn't seen. But for the wrestling, yeah, it wasn't like ECW in 95.
And it was kind of worth it just going because I grew up for a couple years in Augusta, showed David my old place.
I got to see where Danger was born, well,
I wasn't born
where he was raised at.
I only lived there for like a couple of years.
Well, anywho, I got to see, you know, Danger's little old house or whatever. So that was kind of cool. So we had a good time. It was a good day trip for us. And I wish more of you people could have came. We're thinking about getting together and doing like a road trip to Abdul the Butcher's house of ribs and Chinese food coming up.
Everybody is welcome to come.
More on that later whenever I figure out what we're doing. It'll probably be after the first of the year because we got to get old Dange off from work because he'll be working incessantly till Christmas trying to sell some Radio Shack stuff. But he will be having time to be updating his daily blog, I guess. The
Danger's Daily News.
Yeah, go to his MySpace. Let's see here.
What picture will be posted by tonight?
What's your MySpace?
It's Mark Danger. Whatever, something, what, www.something, MySpace, something, Mark Danger.
Go to my friends list. He's on there somewhere.
I'm listed as Mark Danger.
He's listed as Mark Danger. Search MySpace. I don't know what the web is, and I could look it up, but I'm...
I think it's like
www.myspace.com/MarkDanger. Look at there. We didn't need me to look it up. If it's not there, don't send me complaining emails. Send it to markendangerment@hotmail.com. My email address, of course, is congadave@yahoo.com. And we wasted a good 6 minutes talking about nothing so far. December 2, dismember. Well, that definitely was nothing.
I don't even remember it.
Paying pretty well. A lot of matches weren't too great, according to some people. Paul looked like he was about to just crawl up in a hole and die whenever everybody started chanting TNA at him.
I think when he gave that speech, when he came out, talked about when Hulk Hogan dies, Hulkamania dies, when the Woo dies, Ric Flair will die, unless he loses that
when
in the divorce.
When the Woo dies, he said that when Ric Flair dies, the Woo's die.
Unless his wife gets in the divorce settlement.
Woo! Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's wife! Boy, don't you know it sucks to be him right now.
But,
man, I shouldn't give him Bonnie the Dragon name.
But when after I heard his little speech and also seeing what happened after the pay-per-view, when Paul Heyman dies, ECW will die.
Well,
and
I think Paul Heyman's alive and it's pretty much dead.
Do you know what I would rather
being
see?
Being that I watched ECW, that I watched it at the Atlanta Sports Bar years ago.
Dirty
Al Saloon. I was one of the first ones to be in Atlanta to pull it down and enjoy it, and even had get-togethers that, you know, the phone number in the Observer back in 94, 95 was actually mine when I lived at Mom and Dad's. So, you know, being a fan for, you know, 10, 12 years, no, it wasn't what it was then, but it hadn't been like that in a long time. I think their best years, ECW's, was 94 and 95.
Maybe
some of
96,
some of it. But after that,
WrestlePalooza pay-per-view was awesome.
WrestlePalooza was good. We enjoyed being down there because it was, you know, that's what everybody needed, alternative at the time. Speaking of an alternative, Vince Russo sucks. I'm glad wrestling fans have... I'm glad that Jesus forgave him, because wrestling fans will not. That crap he's booking right now on TNA is disturbing.
I thought of something. Say
30 angles in an hour. That's like a conversation with Danger. Come on.
Okay, now just think about it. Just say Dixie Carter said, Vince, you ain't working. Hit the road. Mr. Heyman, welcome to TNA.
Heyman's not even released yet. He's not
saying,
working.
Well, still, I mean, would you rather see Heyman in TNA than Vince Russo in TNA?
This right here brings us to another subject, which we never have had segue in here before, but we'll use it. The new mark. All right. Here's the thing. Number one, Vince, what he's shown in the past, he sent Paulie home time and before. Paulie type a few little bitty wonderful reviews of the shows, and he'll weasel his way back every time, most of the time. Either write some OVW or walk around Deep South or do something like that. So that's what Heyman does. McMahon more or less pays him where he won't go nowhere. Why? Well, because he'd rather have him on payroll than to compete with him. Now, as far as the idea of, Vince to release him and he'll go to TNA, the new mark, here's the deal. TNA, 95, I would say 80% of the people who watch WWE have no idea what it is. I'd say probably about 90% of people out on the street have no idea what TNA is. That's probably high to begin with. But casual fans even have no idea. TNA is on Spike TV. People say, well, if you put them on Monday night, that'll start a new wrestling war. Here is why WCW worked. Here's why Nitro worked.
They were on a different network.
No, it's not just that. Okay.
They had the Nitro girls.
No, it's not that.
They had David Arquette as their World Heavyweight Champion.
Don't remind me of that god-awful nonsense. What worked with WCW...
They had that hit movie Ready to Rumble.
Shut up. I'm trying to make a point here. Before Eric Bischoff got there, they had a 20-plus year history, 30-year history, I believe, of wrestling on TBS. It was some form or another between Georgia Championship Wrestling, World Championship Wrestling. They had Jim Crockett Promotions on there. Bill Watts Promotion was on there. Not the 605, but you had wrestling on there for many, many years. Atlanta was a wrestling town. You had all this wrestling. People tuned in and watched it. Ratings were great for TBS at the time. They drew a good rating with professional wrestling. That's why Ted Turner bought the damn company from Jim Crockett to get high ratings for his program, for his network, because he said that's what kept him alive during all the lean years before he got CNN and before he made money and before he was a superstation where they were WCGC in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, that's the deal with that. That's why Ted Turner never would let him go ahead and cancel wrestling.
And the Clash of Champions actually drew more than most of WWE pay-per-views.
Well, I don't remember those numbers on that. I know that some Clash of Champions specials were successful. But here's the thing, okay, regardless of what that is.
Classic Terry Funk and Ric Flair I Quit match.
Freaky, my Danger's not a historian or a statistician, I am, okay? Fact of the matter, 20 years of tradition, when people tune in every week and you got a built-in audience that knows, hey, we're going to go to TNT coming up in another week, and we're going to put on a wrestling show Monday night at 9 o'clock. All those years of tradition made it to where people jumped over there to watch the show. You put TNA over there, you're going to have some people tune in, yeah, but you're not going to have an immediate groundswell. Wrestling's colder right now than it ever has been. At least in Georgia, as far as I'm concerned. In Georgia, there is hardly any independent promotions running in Atlanta. The ones that aren't doing very well, okay? Yeah, you got Wild Summit. They run up there in the north, in close to Helen, Georgia. So that's really not Atlanta. That's up there in the mountains, and they fill a small schoolhouse. That's still less than 200-300 people.
NW Anarchy.
You have not had anybody else run. Yeah, it was Anarchy. You've not anybody else run any of the bigger buildings down here in Atlanta, okay? When Marvin Ward ran his show down here, TNT Wrestling, we went out there, and you had probably less than 100 people at some of the shows, and you had some name talent. Now, granted, there were problems behind the scenes on some of that stuff, and there were problems that I'm just not going to go into on that. And perhaps, you know, that you know there was errors with the school's advertising or whatever. But here's the deal. Wrestling is cold. What Vince McMahon is putting on is making it more cold. It's not going to happen. But the new marks hold on to, 9:05, TNA's going to, 9 o'clock on Monday. That's going to mean something. No one knows TNA. ECW, which doesn't draw a very great rating, a good one for Spike TV, gets double the people to watch it that TNA has. Now TNA is booking about 30 angles a show. So here's what's going to happen when you do 30 angles a show. People are going to get confused and say, screw it. You got BKM going out making fun of bad skits on WWE. Yeah, they got a point. Guess what? Their skits suck too. You got Vince Russo calling people by their real names. Oh yeah, that drew real well. I don't give a damn what somebody's real name is. I want to see him work. I want to see him wrestle. Okay, you got that going on. You got Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle, turn heel, turn face, turn heel, tag team, split up, have a collision, whatever. It's not even been a month, hardly. It's crap. It's not saying, but you got to go that fast to do anything in wrestling. Nonsense. You don't got to go that fast. Slow build. You got to go out there and slow build. That's why people were popping whenever Dave Bautista went out there and turned on Triple H and turned good, because they wanted it early. But what basically happened was, instead of getting it when the fans wanted, they're like, nah, screw you, we're building up more. It's time, he's going to turn, he's got him up on his shoulders, he's going to do a thumbs down. Nah, brew it up even more. Built to a fever pitch, and when you finally want it, you do it. You make money that way. That's when WrestleMania made most of their buys. Well, it was somebody else besides it. It was WrestleMania. Let me tell you something. WrestleMania sells because, yes, of the name, but if there's an intriguing match, it adds buys. Okay? Wrestling is not what it used to be. And you got the new marks running around. TNA's this. Have no concept of history. Started watching the Monday Night Wars. Study and read and see why something worked. Yes, Nitro versus Raw were the glory days, but why did it work? Why did it fail? Do you know? People talking about how they don't like Dave Meltzer when they never read a damn piece of his paper. Yeah, right. Give me a break. People talking about how, well, you know, here's the reason why so-and-so happened, or that guy didn't have a good work rate. Let me tell you something. Not everything's work rate. Hulk Hogan's made more money than half the people out there ever will in their, it made more money than most people ever will in their lives. And his work rate wasn't that great, was it? Everybody says it wasn't, but guess what? He put asses in seats. People came to see Hulk Hogan. But let me tell you something. Mainstream media, regardless of how god-awful that TV show is, he got a TV show. And he's getting paid off that. And other people around him are getting paid. The new marks. And I don't want a job to people. Dangerous as bad as anybody else but when it comes to this kind of stuff.
No, I said I would do jobs.
I wouldn't want to lay down for Bill Dundee. I wouldn't want to lay down for these people. I don't want a job for Eugene. It's a damn business. It's not something that you just go there, I don't want a job. If you got a problem laying down, then your ego's out of control. Get the hell over it. Fact of the matter is, if you work in a retail store and you run the McFlurry machine at McDonald's, you don't get a choice to whoever you go out and can serve.
The McFlurry machine?
The McFlurry machine. You got to make a McFlurry for whoever the hell walks in and pays their money. If the boss says, make a McFlurry for this man, you make the milkshake, whatever. You get over it.
I haven't had a McFlurry in a while.
McFlurries are hardcore.
Yeah.
Hardcore. Anyhow.
McFlurry.
McRib is our hardcore.
McRib McFlurry.
What? I don't want to see a McRib in a McFlurry. That's disgusting. Fact of the matter is, that's the kind of stuff that's irritated me this week. The fact that people don't realize it's not a business. It's not something that you just go, well, if he can't beat me in real life, then I don't want to wrestle him. Guess what? It's entertainment. You don't get to pick it. John Wayne didn't get to pick if the Indians who played John Wayne didn't get to pick. I want to play John Wayne's part. They didn't get to pick it. Jim Cornette jobbed a baby doll and made more money than you did. Guess what? Wham! It doesn't matter. If you can get over it, you can get your heat back. If you can't get your heat back, you got to get over yourself. This is why a lot of people who say this kind of stuff will never, ever, 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 ever get into the damn business. And thank God they didn't. And if they did, they should have their legs broken because of it.
And this is going to be David's new 15 minutes of fame.
People, what?
It's that screaming, crying wrestling guy who went on a rampage about Vince Russo.
Well, it doesn't matter. See, Vince Russo, here's another thing. Well, you got to go job Reigns. That's one of the new marks. It's about Reigns. Bull. You're not going to draw to a house show because you barely do them. Give me a break. You're not going to draw pay-per-view. You got to think, what's the best match I got? Well, I better have that as my best match of the year. Because let me tell you something. If you run through Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe, what you going to do? Repeats? Get stale? It's okay. Rest assured. Vince, hopefully, will be out of business soon. Sitting back at home, trying to think of a new angle to get himself back around. And I'm glad you got forgiven by the Lord, Vince Russo. Because I'll never forgive you for the crap you put in my TV. I'm done now.
And welcome to the new website, www.davidrantsaboutcrazyrusso.com.
I'm not ranting about Russo. I'm ranting about you, too. You're just as bad as these new marks. Or, I don't want a job for that guy. I don't want a job. He's weak.
I don't want a job for Bill Dundee, because, well, he likes to grab.
What?
I don't want to do a job for Dusty Rhodes because his titties scare me. I'd rather do a job for Victoria because her.
But if you were in,
I love her titties.
If you were in the business, if you were in the business.
Then I would be the Living Icon Mark Danger.
And that's what I don't get neither. You think everybody's over. Everybody's got a gimmick. You know, if he keep beating me in a real fight, he don't deserve the job, didn't he?
I would do a job for Michael Cole.
I'm glad you would and everything. I'm glad. Oh, I'm better now. Okay, Icon. Talk to me. What do you think about Dismember to Remember? December to Dismember, whatever the hell it's called.
I don't even remember it. I mean, it was just like...
Lashley won the title.
He did?
That was the first title that I ever saw live. I don't go to a lot of live shows. I never saw a title change live. The first one I saw.
Why is it the only pay-per-views we go to is the ECW pay-per-views?
Well, because they're in Georgia, number one. I don't go to a lot of them outside Georgia. One of these days we'll get to Ring of Honor or something like that.
It's going to be fun. We're going to go to, somehow we're going to go to Mexico, go to a trip, and there's going to be a bunch of Hispanics going to go up and start speaking in Spanish. Look, it's the crying wrestling fans.
Whoa, Michael Richards, before you start going off on anything. Okay. Let's see. Danger took his mask off, so we're okay now. All right. Well, the main thing about this is it's the holiday season, and some people celebrate.
What was the worst match at the pay-per-view?
I don't know. Best match was definitely the fight outside with the Punks.
Yes, the Punks rednecks. And the Rednecks was totally awesome. Especially when the Punks went by, looked at Dave and said, "Dude, aren't you the crying wrestling fan?" And Dave was like, "Damn it."
I'm like, damn.
Then they went back and got in the fight again.
That was kind of cool, too, because one guy had, like, this awesome, like, 8-inch mohawk.
He had the...
That was, like, really, like, tall.
He actually was really had thin. What's his name? Shannon Moore. His TNA gimmick. The Prince of Punk.
He looked like
the real spike.
But he had this... It was a real thin mohawk that was like... Well, he was in the fight and got punched and hit and all. And the beautiful thing is the mohawk was just, like... barely tilted over and looked like it was broken a little bit, so it was kind of funky looking. The other thing is...
People were gathering around was chanting ECW.
There was people gathering around. My wife immediately grabbed me away from there because she was afraid I might get involved or something. Not that I get involved in anything, it was someone to, get in a fight. She's like, "You're the only one on a cell phone, and, if police come, they're going to get mad at you."
Yeah, David is standing there calling, "Yes, 911. Yes, there is a fight," and he's standing by them.
There's no police sitting out there.
And meanwhile, we got our partner, Joe. He's sitting up there with the damn disposable camera going up there, being like a little, like the people you see at ringside during these shows, taking pictures. Well, that's what he was doing.
He was our version of Bill Apter or Jimmy Suzuki, most definitely. He was pretty hardcore. Everybody we met down there was real hardcore. Enjoyed Fire Mountain. It was pretty good.
The Chamber. What do you think of the Chamber?
Chamber was Cage, I thought it was. We traveled 3 hours to see a cage. Then traveled 3 hours back after we saw the cage. So we paid, $20 a ticket, rent a car, and
We saw some local people here.
And paid $20 for to see a cage. Got to see Dark Gable. Hey, we'll give a shout to Dark Gable and Nigel Sherrod. No, I was not deep south taping this week. Got to see Gangrel. Got to see Oleg Prudis. Oleg Prudis is the new Boris Zukov because he definitely is the new Russian Boar. I don't know. I mean, I don't like to criticize.
Does he have one of those gimmick things?
No, I don't like to criticize, but he... I don't know. I'm just not the biggest fan of Oleg. He may be all right, but who knows? No. And then Gangrel. You know it sucks to be Gangrel or Dave Heath. Because, Christian was TNA champ, Edge was WWE champ, and he's what?
Homeless lady champ.
He's like, deep south, developmental for life, it's say. And then they got that damn homeless woman, or bag lady, cheering for freaking Deacon, asking for change. Let me tell you about the Deep South show. They had Batista's whore on there, Rebecca DiPietro. Or whatever her name is, that little, his piece, and she's up there talking to the Majors brothers who wrestled on. They lost their tag titles to, I think it was Urban Assault, Siaki and Eric Perez, and I think G-Rilla did say it was like on the last show, and Rebecca DiPietro's talking and says, "Guys, you lost your titles. I know you're down. I know how you feel." Crystal was very smart, my wonderful wife, and pointed out, "You don't know how they feel. aimed at Rebecca DiBiase. You've never lost the tag team titles.
She lost her virginity.
To Dave Batiste. I don't think she's been a virgin for many years. I don't know. They're going to bring back more of these women in there over and over. And unless they're starting Shimmer 2 or something, they don't need to have tons of women in there, because I just don't. It's just not entertaining. It's already made it seem to where
we need,
you know, TNA.
More glow.
Oh, glow is 10 times better than what they're going to wind up giving us on there. But all these women in the division is just, they're, none of them are trained to wrestle. It's just not entertaining. I'm sick and tired of 4-minute matches. I'm tired of all this DX stuff. I'm just tired of wrestling right now. If I don't watch WWF, I don't get upset. If I don't watch, I watch a little SmackDown, I go to, you know, Deep South or something if it's local, but I don't care, have any desire to do a whole bunch of stuff. You know, so I just don't know about it. I just can't figure it out, so. So, Danger, what's on your mind? What else is on your mind?
Well, I'm starting a petition.
A petition for what?
A petition to have Mark Danger a national holiday.
Why would you need a national holiday?
Because every day can be hardcore.
You've been hardcore too long. If you want to start up a national holiday based on you, you are also one of the new marks. New marks are not just in wrestling. They're in everything. New marks are in politics. If you believe one side is totally right, you're one of the new marks. If you believe one side is being persecuted by every media source and anything negative is propaganda, you're a new mark. There's bad things that happen to both sides in politics, both sides in everything, both sides in life.
I can actually change my name to Mark Danger for free. They will allow that.
Well, why don't you go change your name to Mark Danger for free if you
want
to?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Where would you get that change for free?
Huh? I can actually get it legitimately changed. Somebody did research for me, looked, and said I can get it for change for free.
How for free?
Huh?
How?
As no one claiming me as anybody of their own. In other words, I have no family. Therefore, I can legally change my name.
Okay. Danger has no family. If you want to be family to Danger, please feel free to email him at markendangerment@yahoo.com.
Or go to MySpace.
Or go to MySpace and be his friend. And in all seriousness, we joke a lot about Danger. But drop him an email or something of encouragement. Danger's mother passed away a couple of years ago. Was it last year?
Last year.
Last year around this time, so it's difficult. So, you know, you send him a message, cheer him up, whatever. It'd be good that way.
Naked pictures work.
What if it's Chick Donovan emailing you? Okay.
He invented the internet.
Chick Donovan didn't invent the internet. Chick Donovan's so old school. He invented school.
Chick Donovan had sex with Betsy Ross.
I don't want to hear about that.
He's got the 8mm tape to prove it.
I don't want to hear about 8mm. Someone wrote in hieroglyphics. Enough Chick Donovan old jokes. Speaking of jokes and old, we want you to help us. We've asked for help before, and we appreciate your help. We're going to keep it going one more time. We'll probably won't do another podcast till after the holidays. We want to keep it going. Remember, if you want to vote on Mark Danger's sexual orientation, send emails to markdangerment@yahoo.com or congadave@yahoo.com. We're going to figure out what he is. This stems back from our last podcast when he made the comment that he was doing Antonio Pena's wife, and Antonio Pena was known as a homosexual. So we're still trying to figure out what Danger was doing. Odds are he was confused. I believe it, so would you. Danger, we really need to get into the whole matter of the show. While we need your help with that, we also need your help. There is a criminal predator out there worse than anybody ever has imagined.
David Mark Carr.
David Mark, you mean John Mark, not John Mark Carr.
I got you doing it.
No, okay. John Mark, not John Mark Carr. This person has been around for a while, and he is public enemy number one. Donald Rumsfeld hasn't done anything about it.
Vince Russo.
George, he's not Russo. George W. Bush hasn't done anything about it.
Cynthia McKinney.
Cynthia McKinney is going to impeach him? No, it's not Cynthia.
Nancy Pelosi laughed at
him. It's not Nancy Pelosi. This person that we need to go out there and look into is a criminal. He's evil. And we need to get the U.S. government to go in there and do something about this man. This person is known as Santa Claus.
Yes. Santa Claus is a criminal. He's a pedophile.
Wait a minute here. Hold it. Here's the thing, okay? I don't know if he's a pedophile or not, but here's the thing.
He likes children sitting in his lap.
Ask yourself this. If it wasn't Halloween and some old geezer with a beard in a red, funny-looking suit walked up and said, "Will you put your child on my lap?" Would you let them sit on his lap? I don't think so. What does that say right there? Santa Claus, you know, look at that. That right there is reason to arrest him anyways, because look at all the children. We got, what, 250 billion people? Is that what is it? 200
That's
people?
That's a round figure.
That's 50 million, probably 50 million children or so. Let's say 20 million children sitting on his lap. Look at all the cases of pedophilia you could get him for, or child endangerment. Let's see, what else has Santa Claus done?
Breaking and entering.
No, breaking and entering, yeah. Breaking and entering, going in there, that's one thing. Wait a minute here. Breaking and entering, well, we want to save the stiffer charges for last. But
stiffer, children.
No pun intended. But breaking and entering, yeah, if you walk into a house, wait a minute here. Home invasion. If you go into a house through a chimney to get in there, number one, that's home invasion. That's breaking and entering. The man is flying all over America.
Breaking FAA regulations.
He is violating the FAA. He's violating the Patriot Act. George W. should do something about this immediately. How do we know that Santa has been checked by safety and the FAA? How do we know? We know he's not using air traffic controllers. So he's violating the airspace right there, going through all the kids' houses close to the airports. So right there you go. There's another violation that he should be ashamed of. Let's see. What else is Santa Claus doing?
Peeping Tom.
He
knows when you're awake, and he knows when you're sleeping.
That's worse. That's stalking.
He knows when you're
That is aggravated work. Stalking. He needs to be arrested and put in jail. Look at all the counts of stalking he's done.
Identity theft.
Identity.
Kris Kringle.
St. Nicholas.
Yep.
He's not hardcore. Please, do something about this evil human being.
Whatever happened to Mrs. Claus?
How do we know what she's doing? What is she doing? Who is Mrs. Claus? Wait a minute.
What about
he's
this?
Not an Italy. He's not a citizen of the U.S., is he?
North Pole, Alaska.
What?
Yes.
North? You sure it's in Alaska?
Yeah, there's a North Pole, Alaska.
You sure he's there?
I don't know.
Is he a citizen? Is he a citizen? If Santa Claus isn't a citizen, he's an illegal immigrant. If you were cheering for immigration and you want immigration reform, please encourage people. Ban Santa Claus. Kick you. Just put him in jail.
Crossing borders illegally.
Crossing border violation of visa. Someone needs to get ICE on this. Not ICE as in ho ho ho, and in ICE as in the
wonderful
Merry Christmas thing. ICE is immigration and customs enforcement. You don't check those presents in the customs, does he? No.
What about all the L's? Is that violating like a RICO law or something?
Violating RICO law?
Yeah. Housing all the L's in a room. That plus that slave lever.
Slave label, definitely.
No benefits.
He definitely, I'm sure, is violating the Fair Labor Standards
and
Act.
Proper,
he's not paying workers' comp on these elves, too. You know if all these toys getting hurt. You know some of these elves' fingers are hurting or something.
And what about something like inhumane of getting rid of animal waste? Deers flying, taking a shit, and landing on somebody's yard or something?
That right there, friends and neighbors, is the reason that you must help us take care of Santa Claus. He is polluting the air. Environmental.
How do we know these animals had their shots?
That's they prosecute circuses for inhumane treatment of animals. Mm-hmm. If you are a member of PETA, if you donate money to the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, please help us out. If you have seen deer crap on your nice vehicle, please send us an email. Send one to President Bush, White House at gov, you know, whatever, you know, george@bush.com or whatever. White House
MySpace / georgebush.com.
Anyhow, please help us. He did that. What else here?
What about things that are missing?
Wait a minute here. The whenever you get the elves down there working all these toys and stuff and all. Number one, they get mad at people for, you know, doing stuff, you know. That's trademark violation, because if the elves are making stuff, look at WWF. You put a video that WWF owns on YouTube, they yank it down immediately. He's so lucky. He's lucky, punk, like Darren Sheet would say, that the Hasbro and that the Mattel don't come and get you, because of the simple fact that if he's making toys just like theirs, then we got a problem there. And how do we know they're not knockoffs?
What about the
checking quality on these?
What about Kathy Lee? What about Santa coming up and knocking up, committing adultery? You know Santa's knocking some woman's boots.
What about all these unsolved cases in America? You know, all the unsolved cases in Law and Order and sex crimes and unanswered thefts and all that stuff, all can be explained if we just get someone to indict and arrest Santa Claus.
Get Santa's DNA.
Please. Yeah, we got to get DNA from Santa Claus. Because, you know, they say, well, he's a jolly old elf. Let me tell you something.
What about...
He is a problem. These elves, do they have a choice in working? If not, that is slave labor. That is indentured servitude. The Emancipation Proclamation was written years ago. We got forces in Iraq. We need to bring them home and go in there and get Santa's what we need to do.
I think Chick Donovan was there helping.
Chick Donovan knows Santa Claus, and he's hiding right now, and he needs to stay away.
You never see Chick Donovan and Santa Claus in the same place.
Chick Donovan is not Santa. We'll get Chick Donovan next. But right now, please help us.
What about things that you thought you had and... Never mind the milk and cookies, because, well, you're leaving it out for him. But what about the other things he grabs, like your car keys, the cat, the dog, your child's underwear? I mean...
All the missing socks out of the dryer.
Yes.
Santa did it, damn it! Santa Claus steals socks out of your dryer. Everyone knows dryers eat socks. They go to the North Pole. Why? Because you know what they are. They're stockings hung by the mantle with care. And it's all a conspiracy. I bet you that man owns stock in Hallmark.
Probably. That and all the credit cards.
All the credit cards. He probably is an affiliate of MBNA. It is a scam to go out. The commercialization is all a scam to make people spend money they don't have and to get involved in stuff. And Santa's sitting back laughing because I'm sure he's collecting some... a kickback from the credit card companies. I'm sure he's out there collecting the kickback from.
And what about all these Santas?
All these toy companies.
What about all these Santas in different places? Which one is the real Santa?
He has a whole network,
a cult following of Santas.
Of people out there. If you thought Kaiser Sose in The Usual Suspects was a hard character to catch.
I would rather see a Santa...
It's going to be difficult to catch Santa Claus.
At the pay-per-view or the house show, wherever it was where we're at, I wouldn't mind seeing a Santa Claus Battle Royal. That would have topped it.
Santa Claus Battle Royal!
That would actually be pretty good.
Promoters, you too can book the excitement of a Santa Claus Battle Royal. Contact Mark Endangerment. Please don't. But, what else is Santa Claus? We got that going on.
We forgot one thing.
Wait a minute here. Now, I'm sure also... Wait a minute here. He's also doing other things he shouldn't do. Also, theft of milk, you know, the milk and cookies and all.
What about drug trafficking?
We got that. How do we know that he's... Remember Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and My Old Lady? You know, Santa has a little magic dust. He give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to the reindeer, a little bit more to Santa Claus. How do we know what he's doing? He wears a red suit. He's a communist.
And his cheeks are always red.
He's a communist. That means he's probably a drunk. Vladimir Putin, quit giving this man vodka. We know he's a communist and on your payroll.
And I've actually seen it, and you were there with me.
What's
when
that?
I tried to get a job, and I had to get drug tested. We saw Santa Claus getting drug tested.
That's right. Brian, when the dangerous one was going over to get a drug test to work at Radio Shack.
Smart.
When he was working, he was applying for a job. We saw when I took him down to get the drug test. Coming out of this building was Santa Claus. Why was Santa Claus getting drug tested? What is he doing on the side? Probably getting maybe a security clearance from somewhere. Probably getting. What if he's handling like the nuclear missiles or something? He's already got airspace. Where's all these suitcase boots that are in
maybe
Russia?
Maybe he is carrying the football.
We don't know what Santa Claus is doing. Please, write your congressman, email the president. We must capture
this
man.
But David, forget all about that. We're forgetting one.
But even though these things could, the thing about it is danger. The thing about the thing is danger that's bad is that with all this stuff, you know. That millions of counts of home invasion, violation of RICO laws, violation, I'm sure there's young elves, there's child labor laws. You see many reindeer? Okay. Endangered Species Act, violation. All this stuff. What else here? Violation of Copyright Act, violation of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, violation of, FDA, food and drink.
Yeah.
If he leaves them some candy, food and drink. All this stuff he has done, and no one is doing anything about it. You know, all these counts of aggravated stalking and being a peeping Tom. Someone must stop this man.
But David,
we can't capture him.
David, we're forgetting one thing.
Well, hold it. No one has done anything about this man yet, but danger is dying to tell us that this man, while statute of limitations qualify, and while that all can roll off after so many years if he's good, one thing there is no statute of limitations for in the legal system. And that one thing is murder. Santa Claus is a suspect because we have found out, we have evidence that Santa Claus has committed murder. How, Danger?
He ran over Grandma.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer driven by a drunken, fat elf of a Santa Claus.
That son of a bitch killed my grandma.
He took Mark Danger's granny out. We want him brought to justice. Students against drunk driving. Mothers against drunk driving.
Santa Claus made Granny humble.
Please. Other of us, we'd rather have the Iron Sheik delivering presents. At least we know what he's doing. Please, we urge you, email us, congadave@yahoo.com, markendangerment@hotmail.com, www.itsstillrealtome.com. Help us bring this predator, this threat to American security.
I just thought of something.
To justice. What?
Normally when we talk about serious programming, we tell the little kids if they're listening, they might want to turn off and go away. We forgot to mention that beginning part.
Kids, if you're listening, if you've been really, really good, Santa's going to bring you some nice things. And just ignore everything that me and Danger said. We were just being silly.
Yes, silly.
Yeah, there you go. K-Fan. Yeah. We really want you to get him in there and everything. You know, we're going to get in trouble. Yeah, Soupy Sales lost his TV show because he told everybody to send the little green pieces of paper to him. But we're not going to give you an address or say anything like that. But remember, help us out before the 24th and the 25th, because Santa Claus is coming to town, and you better be ready.
because he's going to get you.
Are you ready? I'm Santa Claus, and I'm coming to get you.
Boogeyman versus Santa
Claus. Wait a minute. Have you seen the Boogeyman and Santa Claus next to each other?
No. Well, actually, they got the same colors almost.
Whoa.
It's like you never see LaToya Jackson and Michael Jackson in the same frame. You're thinking about that, aren't you?
I'm still trying to figure out Boogeyman and Santa Claus. Anyhow, we've wasted almost 50 minutes of your time. That's 50. F-I-T-T-Y. Like the scent.
And that is more... this is probably more entertaining than the ECW House Show. Hell, for another hour and 15 minutes, we would do a complete House Show.
We appreciate you listening so much and hope whatever you celebrate... Being that I'm politically correct, Danger's not politically correct. He'll go into a rant about Christmas in a minute.
Merry Christmas.
Whatever you celebrate, enjoy. If you celebrate nothing, have a happy nothing. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Celebrate
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa to you.
Kwanzaa's already started, didn't it?
I can't remember. I'm not familiar. But anyhow.
Does anybody celebrate Kwanzaa anymore?
I'm sure they do,
Danger. You usually saw on TV like... When I was growing up, you always saw like
Happy Kwanzaa. I think it starts like the day after
Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
I can't remember.
I think Hanukkah died when Mel Gibson was
Hanukkah retired. Has not died. Don't talk about Mel Gibson. Michael Richards and Mel Gibson, shame on you. Oh, well. Anyhow.
At least Michael Richards had balls to come out and apologize in person instead of hide behind an agent.
I don't know. I don't know about it. I think Michael Richards' career's done. Ladies and gentlemen, coming soon, Mark Danger will be signing autographs for Michael Richards, probably. Anyhow, like I said, wasn't that Crime Time skit awful with... Never mind.
The Michael Richards thing or them at the...
God, what is it awful
I love Crime Time up to that point, and I'm like, okay, it's like you're making a serious matter that into something very, very worse. And it was just... To me, I did not like that.
Remember.
It's like when Vince invited God to come down and wrestle. I think God's in OVW, though.
We hope. Anyhow.
But I did thought I saw him at the pay-per-view, too.
I definitely think that was a godforsaken pay-per-view. Either way, thank you for putting up with this god-awful nonsense and this nonsensical rambling. We have wasted 50 minutes of your life that you will never get back. We hope we've entertained you a little bit.
You'll see a podcast next year.
Remember, happy whatever you celebrate. Remember, you will try to come back and do one a little more frequently next year. And thanks for listening. And remember, don't forget, help us to indict Santa Claus, congadavid@yahoo.com, markendangerman@hotmail.com.
My Danger Daily News, give my reviews, a comedic standpoint of local news, what's happening in wrestling news.
Search for Mark Danger on myspace.com.
One thing real quick. If somehow Roddy Piper is listening to this, get well soon.
Absolutely. Roddy Piper is a great legend, and we hope everything goes well with his lymphoma. But anyhow, we're thankful for whoever we're thankful for. We want to shield whatever we're shilling. And remember, vote for Danger's orientation. Send him a note. Help me and Danger get Santa Claus under custody. And then maybe he can tell us where Bin Laden is. After all, he flies all around the world. We'll get him. Trust me. With your help, we can get him. Remember, congadavid@yahoo.com. Mark and Dangerman.
Baby.
That's another one, kidnapping. Mark and Dangerman@yahoo.com. More wrestling next year. More something and more, and hopefully less Santa Claus.
Next week, we're going to indict the Easter Bunny.
Don't talk about the Easter Bunny, K-Fi.
Right next.
Anyway. Look again, Mark Danger. This is Dave Wills. Thanks so much, and enjoy whatever you're enjoying, and thanks again. See y'all next year. Bye.
Woo!
Woo!
Well, sorry, that was for you, Rick.
See ya. Bye.